McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. This is Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney on the road at Connaught tonight for Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls Basketball. Our producer and board operator at the WOGO Studios in Halley is Zach Wycheck. Sam Aberley, our on-site photographer and camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Remember, you can watch live via the WOGO Radio Facebook page and subscribe via WOGO Sports on YouTube. That's WOGO Sports on YouTube, so you never miss a Chi High or McDonald game broadcast. Two teams kind of palindromic when you look at their records. 8-9 are the Connaught Hornets. 9-8 are your McDonald Lady Max. As we look forward to this contest between these two teams that have already met once this year, McDonald got the better of the Hornets back on their home floor at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, and now Connaught trying to return the favor here on the Hornets' home court. McDonald has a 2-0 week going right now as they've knocked off Bloomer. We had that game for you right here on WOGO Sports, putting up 75 points in that game to the Lady Max. That was their highest scoring output of the season. And then last night, so they'll be playing on back-to-back nights, McDonald took care of business against Prescott, winning that one 74-67. So back-to-back highest scoring outputs of the season, 75 and 74 points respectively. We'll see what the Lady Max can do tonight. We talk about that with our head coach, Sally Williams, in just a few minutes here on Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports. Again, always good to have you with us, whether you're listening on the radio dials of 103.1 FM AM 680 or WOGO.com. Also, we'll have live streaming and podcasts there, and then the video feed, WOGO Sports on YouTube and WOGO Radio on Facebook. We'll continue to break it down as we get closer to the action, but first we'll step out for a two-minute break and be back after this with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Dusty Burrish of Connaught. That's all ahead in 2 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wiersgala Company.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're here on the road at Kadah with Kadah head coach Dusty Burrish. And coach, second time you've seen this McDonald team, obviously the second way through the gauntlet that is the Western Clover Belt Conference. What's your team doing well at this point of the season where you're saying here's where we need to improve the most?
Mostly we just need to improve on, breaking a man press. That's our guards got to be disciplined and mentally strong. Last few games, like Stanley, we lost that one by 11. It was a tight game, but our guards were just really weak on the perimeter and everything like that, so we couldn't feed anybody inside. Other than that, I think against the zone presses, we've been really, really working well, and that was one of our goals this year. So, I mean, we beat Regis as a zone press. We just can't finish buckets. So after we beat the press and our guards get stronger with it, we just need to finish at the hoop.
What problems does McDonald present that you saw the first time that you say, hey, we need to do better second time around?
That Ruff and Siegenthaler, they really hurt us on the inside. We didn't rotate very well in our zone defenses, and we're just not fast enough to play man. So we're going to stick with our zones. We're just going to rotate a lot faster and anticipate a lot better as well. So if we can keep them from scoring on us inside and pushing it up the court, I think we just force them to shoot that deep ball. I think we got a better chance of pulling this game off.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to a competitive one tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
That's head coach Dusty Burrish. Back with Coach Williams after this. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Your Lady Max on the road at Kadah to face off against the Hornets here with head coach Sally Williams. And coach, offensive output the last couple games, have to be pretty pleased with that 75 and then 74 points, highest two scoring games of the season for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, things are really coming around. Obviously, our defense is creating a lot of our O, and just we have different people stepping up, and shots are falling right now, and we're going to try to keep it rolling tonight.
What do you think has been key to kind of the explosion offensively? I mean, is it just time and the team just feeling more comfortable together and in your system?
A little bit. I think that our system is starting to really come alive, and I think we've been working really hard on finishing and attacking, and so those things, it's so nice to be able to like see them actually come into play and having those opportunities. And I think we had that some of that earlier, we just didn't have as many in those aspects, but now just finishing is just the big difference.
Coach, I think we talk about turnovers almost every game or post game. How do you teach as far as trying to cut that down? Because, of course, you want to be efficient offensively, and you want to not give the other team some of these bonus opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, turnovers, to me, there's a couple of different ways to look at them. One, when we're pushing it and we're looking to create something, like a lot of times I'm okay with those as if we're, you know, in transition. But it's the turnovers that lead to 2 points. It's the layups. It's the ones that we're automatically giving them the points back. Those are the ones that hurt a lot of times in the most case. But if the ball goes out of bounds, a lot of times, yes, we want to limit those. But it's not giving them a free chance at a free layup at the end. And so I guess working on it is just working on being stronger with the ball and passing and stepping through into our pass instead of just getting them tipped.
And finally, Coach, what challenges does this Cadott team present?
I mean, they're a team that you always have to be watching out for. I mean, they have a couple of players that can really go off. And so on any given night, as we saw on Tuesday, that anyone can get hot, and that's going to create us a challenge for us. And so we have to really limit their opportunities in those and make sure that we're shutting down those players that can go off.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you after the game, and hopefully we're talking about a 3-0 week for McDonald.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is Lady Max Basketball.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
It's donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code HOMESTEAD on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think, Mark Maloney?
Well, I tell you what, I went to the girls' game last night when they played Prescott, and it looked like the Bloomer game almost over, except Aaron Siegenthaler was the one hitting it last night. So I think, again, they played really good basketball against Bloomer. They played really good basketball against Prescott. They need to keep this up with their ball handling and their shooting, because they've been really shooting lights out. So hopefully they can stay on par here for tonight.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's McDonald and Cadott here on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports with your starting lineups and player introductions. That's back in 2.5 on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Closing strains of our national anthem, sung by a talented young lady from Cadott. Great to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. Always great to have the students singing the national anthem.
Yes, she did a great job, and it just makes the hair stand up on your arms when you hear these people singing that national anthem the way they do. Awesome job.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Your McDonald Lady Max will be introduced first. Starting lineup for McDonald. In their blue uniforms tonight,
Number zero, Aaron Siegenthaler, 5'7" sophomore, leads the team in assists, averaging 6.5 points per game. Number one, Kendall Heffler, the 5'10" senior. Number one, 6 points per game, 6.3 rebounds. Number five, Ann Siegenthaler, 5'8" sophomore. Number five, averaging 9.3 points per game, had that 30-point outing earlier this week. Number 20, Chloe Flanagan, 5'4" junior, averaging 2.9 points and second on the team in assists. And Claire Ruff, their leading scorer at 15.9 per game. Number 24, the 5'8" sophomore. A couple key stats to bring your way. Turnovers per game. You see that McDonald, again, has struggled at times with the turnovers. Taryn Donahue, the senior, 5'4". And Taylor Hager, number four, a 5'5" junior. Also number five, Kennedy Nerdrum. Number 10, Casey Muldrum, a 5'10" senior. See if we can get in touch with who's out there. And Lily Spaith, a junior, 5'6". It's a little miscommunication, I think, with the PA as well, too. But I think it's three juniors and two seniors out there for Kadat.
They had some pretty good sharpshooters on those teams in the past.
Yes, indeed. And again, not afraid to shoot these Kadat teams. McDonald and Kadat. Kadat, their white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the gold numerals, black lettering, black piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid white numerals, lettering, and accents. McDonald wins the opening tap, and they'll move left to right. Claire Ruff has it at the high post at the foul line. Backtracks with the dribble to Chloe Flanagan, right wing. Flanagan dribble down to Claire Ruff. Pass knocked away, but into the hands of Kendall Heffler. They'll go high post to Claire. Claire pulls up from 6 feet and good. First bucket of the game for McDonald, 2-0. Coach Dusty Burrish told us that Claire Ruff caused them all kinds of problems last time. And now a steal by McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler all the way in for a layup. No offensive rebound. And Siegenthaler, she misses from the opposite side, but Aaron gets it, tracks it down to the left corner. Feed into the paint, knocked away by Kadat. A push ahead for the Hornets, and a layup coming down the other way for Taylor Hager. And Hager ties it at two.
There's two bunnies down there and ended up giving them 2 points.
Siegenthaler swing to Flanagan. Right side, Claire Ruff in the corner. Back up top to Chloe. Drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Left wing three. No. Nice bounce pass down low to Ann Siegenthaler from Chloe Flanagan on the offensive rebound. She missed, got her own rebound, and is tied up. Possession will go to the Hornets. 2-2 early going. Here on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Join us on the air on 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com, or live video streaming via the WOGO Radio Facebook page or WOGO Sports on YouTube. Claire Ruff, an over-the-shoulder interception just past midcourt. A held ball, this time possession going to McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and always proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. Feed into the short corner. Kendall Heffler up top. Claire Ruff at the right elbow. Kick to Chloe Flanagan in the right corner. Drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann in the paint. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three left side. That one caroms off the far side of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Kadat. The Hornets on the move. Driving in hard with the right hand from the left side. Taylor Hager. And it's 4-2 Kadat. As Hager has all four of the points for Coach Dusty Burrish.
Aaron did a nice job hitting threes last night.
Chloe Flanagan, she'll try a three of her own. Off the front of the rim from the left wing. Offensive rebound kick back out to Flanagan. To Claire Ruff, she'll spot up a three. Right wing, drained it. Claire Ruff with the triple. And McDonald retakes the lead, 5-4. Claire Ruff, all five of McDonald's points. Pass far side of the floor, out of the reach of Casey Muldrum, the 5'10 senior. Out of bounds to McDonald. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Claire Ruff for points 6 and 7. And as she will pop a jumper from just inside the left elbow. whistle down along the baseline. McDonald knocked the ball loose. 7-4 our score. The Lady Macs lead by 3 here on the road at Cadott.
Full court pressure on them.
Inbounds coming up. Going to Hager. She's having some trouble along the baseline, and it looked like she dribbled it on the baseline. She did. Turnover to the Lady Macs. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our Lady Macs. 15-15 and counting, first half, 7-4 McDonald. Erin Siegenthaler rotates to Claire Ruff, right wing. She has all 7 of McDonald's points. High post feeds Chloe Flanagan. Kick out Erin Siegenthaler. Short corner feed. Kendall Heffler, 16-foot jumper, rams in and out. Rebound to Hager. She's been everywhere for Cadott, but just has her pocket picked by Ann Siegenthaler. Down to Claire Ruff. Ruff backing her defender down up high off the glass with the left hand. Counted and 1.
Nice shot by Claire. Nice feed.
Claire Ruff with 9 points, looking for 10 in the first 3 minutes and 4 seconds of the game. 9-4, McDonald. Riley Christensen-Richardson will come in, as will Emily Hartman. And Siegenthaler and Chloe Flanagan take a break for Coach Sally Williams. Claire Ruff, the sophomore, with a free throw. That one rims out. Rebound tracked down in the corner by McDonald, but Emily Hartman lost it out of bounds. Had it for a moment and couldn't quite pull it in as she hit the brakes. So 9-4. McDonald with 14:55 to go here first half. Hager having trouble in the backcourt. Had the ball ripped away, but a foul. And we'll see who they get for this one. Riley Christensen-Richardson with her first, team's first, so team fouls now even at 1 apiece. Inbounds from Lily Spaeth. They find Hager. Hager floats a dangerous pass over the middle. It's stolen by Kendall Heffler. Siegenthaler to Riley. Riley, nice touch pass down low. Claire Ruff, 2 more. 11 points to start the game for Claire Ruff. Cadott wants a timeout. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds. Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Welcome back to WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports presentation of McDonald Lady Macs basketball. 11-4, the Lady Macs lead on the road here at Cadott. Early going first half. Coming out of the Cadott timeout with some full court pressure. Hornets having some trouble in the backcourt. A whistle and a blocking foul called on Erin Siegenthaler, far side of the floor, as Hager tried to traverse past midcourt. I'll give a shout out to our host here at Cadott. Always very gracious and accommodating. We're up in the wrestling room here tonight. Great bird's eye view of the court. Another whistle on McDonald as the ball jarred loose, but Emily Hartman, I think, is going to be called for this foul. And so 3 quick team fouls on McDonald with 14:27 remaining here in the first half. Inbounds from Hager to Taryn Donahue. They'll leave left side for Lily Spaeth. Hager up top. A lot of the offense has run through her so far. She has all 4 of Cadott's points. Claire Ruff has all 11 of McDonald's. Almost a steal, knocked in the backcourt by Emily Hartman, retrieved by Donahue. Donahue down the left side of the lane, right-handed layup too strong, fight for the rebound. Claire Ruff scrabbling for it on the baseline, knocked loose, and Emily Hartman rips it out of there. Finds Erin Siegenthaler and Kendall Heffler. Heffler on the run, goes hard to the hoop, had her shot blocked on the way to the rim. Steal by Kendall Heffler, picking the pocket from behind, and this time Kendall with 2. Right to the rack and scores. Kendall Heffler, first basket for anyone not named Claire Ruff, and it's 13-4 McDonald. Hager crosses midcourt, fires a pass along the baseline, up and in for 2.
Number 10, I believe, yep.
Casey Muldrum, 5'10". Pass knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with McDonald. Subs coming in, Ann Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, and also Tessa Rozowski. Number 22, the 5'5" senior shooting guard, sees her first action tonight. Riley Christensen-Richardson to inbound, fires it up top to Tess. Krasowski swings to Chloe Flanagan right wing. 13-6 McDonald, 13-15 to go here first half at Cadott. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck, our board operator and producer, on-site camera operator and photographer for the Wogo Sports Live video stream is Sam Aberley. Tough move in the paint by Emily Hartman, goes high off the glass, a little bit too strong. Rebound to Cadott. And facing some full court pressure, Cadott having trouble breaking it. Finds Hager, though, top of the key. She shoots a pass down low, and another easy two. And was that Muldrum again?
Yes, it was.
Big target. Number 10 at 5'10", the senior, running the floor well. Hager found her. 5-point ball game. Whistle and a blocking foul, a little hand check maybe instead on Cadott along the baseline with 12:38 left. That's their second foul.
And her second.
So Muldrum picks up two. And again, she has four of Cadott's 8 points. Riley Christensen-Richardson finds Ann Siegenthaler. Goes hard to the rack. She is fouled. Shot won't fall. But Ann will go to the line shooting two. Siegenthaler was nearly perfect from the line that game Tuesday evening against Bloomer, where they scored a season-high 75 points, and Ann had a career-high 30 points. First free throw is perfect for Ann Siegenthaler. Her first points make it 14-8. 5'8", small forward, a sophomore. Second attempt for Ann. That one just as nice, 15-8. We have a timeout on the floor. Full timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take a half-minute break. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on Wogo for over 30 years. White City Glass, Dale and the crew. Under 12 and a half to go here, first half. First three on the way for Cadott. That one rims out far side, knocked off of McDonald, though, out of bounds. Staying with Cadott right in front of the McDonald bench. I think that went off the thigh of either Riley or Emily. Claire Ruff is going to check back in. She scored the first 9 points of the game for McDonald. First 11, rather. 15-8, the Lady Max lead by 7 here on the road with 12:22 to play. Cut out to inbound. Scooting it in to Donahue. Flips left side to Hager. Hager pulls up just outside the left block. Her runner too strong. Rebound batted out to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann to Claire Ruff running the floor. She's got 13.
She saw her the whole way.
Beautiful pass from Siegenthaler and the finish by Ruff. 17-8. McDonald up 9. Pass into the paint. High off the glass and caroming out. It was a good look down there for Cadott. Shot doesn't fall. Feet up top, thrown away by Ruff. Coming hard the other way, the Hornets, and a whistle and a foul as Riley Christensen-Richardson says no easy buckets, and that will send Taryn Donahue, the 5'4 senior, to the line shooting two. Fourth team foul on McDonald. Kendall Heffler is going to check back in for Coach Williams.
That was Riley's second foul.
First free throw for Donahue, no good. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com. That's michellemua.com. Second free throw is good. 17-9. First points for Taryn Donahue, the senior. 11:43 and counting to go in the first half. Feed to Ann Siegenthaler, right blocker. Pass tipped away, but Chloe Flanagan retrieves. Hands off to Claire Ruff. Spins it right side. Drop down in the corner, knocked out of bounds off of Ann Siegenthaler. And to Cadott. Sophie Kowalczyk, 5'8", freshman, comes into the game for the Hornets. Hager throws left side. A drop down to Kowalczyk in the paint. Blocked by Claire Ruff. It was a nice high-low feed, but blocked by Ruff and blocked off of Kadot. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets. And Chloe Flanagan will take it into the forecourt. 11-17 to go first half. McDonald leading 17-9. Flanagan up top between the wheels. Rotates left side. Claire Ruff back up to Chloe between the circles. To Tess Rozowski. She'll pull up for three. That one off the side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Claire Ruff blocked. And whistle ball will go to McDonald as it was last touched by Kadot underneath.
He was already out of bounds when Kendall tried to save it.
McDonald will go two at the blocks, two in the corners, and Kendall Heffler will trigger the inbound action. Kendall floats it in left side into the corner. Claire Ruff working off a screen from Siegenthal. Give and go right back to Ann, and she walked to the basketball at the left block. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Remains 17-9 with 10:43 and counting. Claire Ruff trying to change that. Steps in front of another pass. And Claire, a left-handed layup. The finish makes it 19-9. Already running out of room for all Claire Ruff's points, and we're not even halfway through the first half. 10-point lead, and Claire's looking for two more. Steps in front of another pass. Down the lane, two more for Claire. 21-9, McDonald. Ruff causing havoc up top.
Almost up. Here
another
goes.
Steal by Ann Siegenthaler, and Ann down the middle of the lane. Her left-handed layup is good, and Coach Burrish wants a timeout, probably with good reason here with 10:06 left. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports. Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Whistle far side of the floor coming out of the timeout from Coach Dusty Burrish and Kadot. And that one, I believe, going against Kendall Heffler, her first. Team's fifth, though. Cannot trailing 23-9, but they may have some opportunities from the foul line to bring this one closer. Runner along the baseline, rims in and out. Kendall Heffler bats the rebound to Claire Ruff, who has 17 of McDonald's 23 points. Float down to Lauren Buescher along the baseline. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler, fires up top Claire Ruff. Ruff, a beautiful bounce pass down low. Actually, a chest pass to Kendall Heffler, and Kendall missed a bunny. Got just a little too far underneath the rim. Kadot returns the favor with a turnover. As a pass out of the reach of, I think, McKenna Steinke down there, the 5'11 senior. 9:35 to go here, first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Live on the road at Kadot. Aaron Siegenthaler for McDonald, her team leading by 14 to Claire Ruff straight on. Swings left side, Chloe Flanagan. Chloe up top, floats to Claire right wing. McDonald 2-0 on the week, hoping they can stay perfect. Looking for their seventh conference victory as well. Claire Ruff outside the arc, right side. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, crosses over. Swings up to Chloe Flanagan, top of the key. Bounce back to Claire. She'll try for a second three of the night. No offensive rebound, Aaron Siegenthaler. Back out to Chloe. Chloe shoots a bounce pass to Kendall. Heffler goes up strong, moving from left to right, and she will earn a trip to the line, shooting two. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Rosgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Rosgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to rosgala.com. Too strong in the first free throw for Kendall. Remains 23-9. We're under the halfway point of the first half now, 8:55 to go. Second free throw for Kendall Heffler. That one's good. 24-9. The score, first points of the game for Kendall Heffler, as four different Lady Macs have scored. 8:50 and counting. Hager across the timeline into the forecourt, puts on the floor with the left hand. No look pass, right side. Jumper on the way, missed, but Hager with the rebound. Taylor Hager across the foul line, tries to push a pass far side of the floor. Too strong, got away from her out of bounds to McDonald. She was looking over there for Lily Spaeth. Hager, just a junior, 5'5". Clearly sees she's played a lot of basketball. Talented player, and they, again, run a lot through her.
She seems to be the quarterback out there.
At the left elbow, Emily Hartman kick out. Claire Ruff passes up the three and walk with the basketball. A little hesitation. Well, whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, remember, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Hager, a nice ball fake, driving hard down the right side of the lane, lost it out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald, as Tess Rozowski will check in for Chloe Flanagan. Upper subs coming in for the Hornets as well. 8:14 to go, first half, 24-9. McDonald. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows for Kadat. Inbounds triggered, and they get it out to Spaeth. Spaeth up top, dangerous pass, knocked loose. Tess Rozowski takes it out to Emily Hartman. Hartman right down the right side of the lane, hard to the rim and scores.
Nice job there all the way around.
Emily Hartman also had a career high in points against Bloomer on Tuesday night, had 15. She had 13 the first meeting against Bloomer and just improved the second time. So career highs for Ann Siegenthaler and Emily Hartman on Tuesday night. Offensive foul called on Kadat. Maybe that little forearm shiver. And that one goes.
Illegal screen on number five.
Oh, excuse me. I thought they were going to.
I did too.
Call the ball handler with it there. But instead, that whistle goes against Kennedy Nerdrum, the junior. And team fouls now even at five apiece. So only one left to give for both teams this half. Aaron pass, stolen away from Hartman. Kadat now on the run, driving in hard and earning the whistle is Taryn Donahue. Donahue will go back to the line where she is 1-for-2 tonight. 7:35 to go here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Live video stream on YouTube, also on the WOGO Radio Facebook page if you care to watch there instead. First free throw, no good for Taryn Donahue. Chloe Flanagan checks back in for McDonald. And Lauren Misfeldt also going to jump into the game here for the first time, the 5'5 senior. And again, seniors were recognized on Tuesday evening. Three seniors, Tess Rozowski, Lauren Misfeldt, and Kendall Heffler. On this McDonald roster, second free throw, no good, offensive rebound to Kadat. Donahue down the lane, her shot blocked, but a foul. Donahue's going to go right back to the line. 7:28 remaining. And another free throw rims out. So three misses in a row for Taryn Donahue, trying to get things locked in here. A senior. And she does as she hits the second free throw. As I'm mentioning, the seniors for this McDonald team should mention Caroline and Kugel as well. Team manager.
Yep.
Does an excellent job. Part of that great senior class for first-year head coach Sally Williams, and she leans on them a lot. Three from the left corner from Lauren Misfeldt. That one flips in and out. Good-looking shot there from Lauren. Just wouldn't drop. 16-point lead for McDonald, 26-10. Just over 7 minutes to play here. First half, long three, and that one rims out, but an offensive rebound for Kadat. They'll swing it to Donahue. At the foul line, she pulls up from 12 feet out. No, rebound to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across the Hornets logo at midcourt. Flips it over to Claire Ruff, left wing. Claire unofficially with 17 points here in the first half. Wearing those purple shoes. Tess Rozowski driving down the left side of the lane. Scoops with the left hand. No, but a foul. And she will go to the line shooting a pair. Well, mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29th, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date. Spring Spectacular, March 29th. Tess Rozowski, too long on the first free throw. Score remains 26-10. Claire Ruff will take a seat. Ann Siegenthaler back in for Coach Williams with 6:41 on the clock. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Second free throw also rims out. Rebound to the Hornets. Both teams leaving a few points out there at the free throw line. Long pass gets away from Hager. And out of bounds to McDonald. Lauren Buescher will inbound. There's a Chloe Flanagan who will jog it toward midcourt.
A little bit of a drought here. We can use some points.
Tess Rozowski slides a bounce pass up top to Lauren Misfelt. Chloe Flanagan, right wing. Drops Ann Siegenthaler in the right corner. And back up top to Chloe. Flanagan, the junior. Shoots a bounce pass into the paint. Knocked away. Retrieved by Ann Siegenthaler. Her runner comes up short. Lauren Buescher, another offensive rebound to Chloe Flanagan. Baseline jumper rims in for Chloe. 28-10. McDonald leads by 18. Chloe Flanagan, her first points of the night. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. McDonald up 18. Nice drive to the hoop. Too strong, though, on the finish by Kennedy Nerdrum. And Siegenthaler gets knocked to the ground, and that will be, I believe, a 1-1 here for McDonald coming the other way. Riley Christensen-Richardson will check back in for Tess Rozowski with 5:51 remaining. Team fouls now even at 7 apiece. And Siegenthaler, unofficially we have her down for 4 points. This is her third free throw attempt of the night. And she remains perfect at the foul line. Didn't want to say that beforehand. 3 for 3 from the foul line now for Ann Siegenthaler, the talented McDonald sophomore. And 4 for 4. Maybe you just can't jinx her. No, the way she's shooting.
She's got a smooth shot from that free throw line.
30-10. McDonald up 20. Largest lead for either team here tonight. Donahue slides a bounce pass to Nerdrum. Too strong off the glass for the junior. Lady Max coming the other way. Chloe Flanagan backtracking with a dribble left wing. Swings up top. Riley Christensen-Richardson into the corner. Back to Chloe Flanagan. High post feed Ann Siegenthaler. Wheels to Riley, right wing. Skip pass. Chloe Flanagan drops it down. Lauren Misfeld, good look at a three.
Two. That was a two.
Long two.
Gave her two.
Lauren Misfeld with a long range bomb from just inside the arc. 32-10. This on the other side for Cadott and McDonald. We'll slow things down just a bit as we traverse under the 5-minute mark. Riley Christensen-Richardson skips to Chloe Flanagan just outside the arc right wing. Back to Riley high on the left. Fires a pass to Lauren Misfeld. Thought about another long jumper. Instead of looking down in the paint. Drops down to Lauren Buescher. Flip back out to Lauren Misfeld. Gonna give you that shot. Shoot it, Lauren. We know she's a good shooter. Hold called in the paint, and this should send Lauren Buescher to the line, shooting a 1-1. Eighth team foul on Cadott.
That's number 3 on Kennedy Nerdrum.
And the junior, one of the starting lineup for Coach Dusty Burrish. Picked up the 3 fouls here in the first half. Aaron Siegenthaler going to check back in. Both teams substituting quite freely here in this one. Lauren Buescher does some nice work in the paint, especially on the offensive glass. Her first free throw comes up short with 4:38 left. Again, that was a 1-1, so possession going back to Cadott. Taylor Hager will jog it into the forecourt. McDonald leading 32-10 here on the road at Cadott. Kendall Heffler to check back in at the next stoppage. Donahue, left elbow. Working right-handed dribble to Hager. Head fake. Backtracking. Fires it down to the left block. Wheeling in the paint, having it stripped but out to Donahue. Runner, no. Riley Christensen-Richardson battling for that rebound along the baseline. Last touch by Kadat. And going back to McDonald. Lauren Boucher will check out. Kendall Heffler back in with 4:15 to go here in the first half. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. And Siegenthaler weaving her way into the paint. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Back rim, no. Rebound, Hager skies for that one. Taylor Hager on the run. Euro down the lane. Can't get the layup to fall. Everything but the finish there for Taylor Hager. It was a good-looking move. 3:43 and counting. Long skip pass to Lauren Misfelt. Lauren, the senior, wheeling, working the pivot foot to Kendall Heffler. Finds Ann Siegenthaler just outside the arc. Pulls up along the baseline. Tough shot, no, but a foul with 3:33 remaining. And McDonald leading 32-10. And Siegenthaler will go back to the line. Shooting two. That's the ninth team foul on Kadat. So double bonus the rest of the first half for the Lady Macs. Free throw for Ann Siegenthaler, and that one rims out. A rare miss from the line. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help you. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, for body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Emily Hartman looking to check in for Ann Siegenthaler.
She's going to go out there and shoot the free throws for her.
And rims in the second free throw to make it 33-10. McDonald.
Did she make the first one?
She did not.
I didn't think so.
Again, I thought we could jinx her, but apparently saying she was perfect from the line carried over for the last trip to the charity stripe. So 33-10. McDonald with 3:24 to go here in the first half at Kadat. Tess Rozowski tips a pass away. Hornets retrieve, right corner, three on the way, comes up well, short rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler of the Lady Macs. And across the timeline, floats left side, Tess Rozowski. Wings it up top, Riley Christensen-Richardson, back to Tess in the left wing. Straddling the arc, finds Kendall Heffler in the left corner. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler finds Hartman. Hartman to Riley Christensen-Richardson, in rhythm, 4-3, yes! Riley with the bomb from the right wing. That's her first points of the game. The 5'9" guard makes it 36-10. The Lady Macs.
Oh.
Hager, a little extra walk.
She hesitated on that shot. Didn't want to really shoot. Well, she wanted to shoot it and then didn't want to shoot it.
Lily Space going to check in for Taryn Donahue. The 2:37 remaining here in the first half. Kendall Heffler inbounds in front of her own bench. And Siegenthaler, Aaron Siegenthaler will walk it into the backcourt. Aaron floats it down to Kendall Heffler. Long feed across the floor to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Up top, Tess Rozowski. Aaron Siegenthaler to Riley. Riley high post feed, Emily Hartman. Kick back out to Tess Rozowski. Good look at a three, back rim, no. Good look there for the McDonald senior. Taylor Hager on the other side, driving in hard. Tries to go up and under with the right hand from the left side. Comes up short. Rebound to Riley. Christensen-Richardson floats it down along the baseline. Kendall Heffler fights it out. Free throw line jumper. Looks good, is good for Emily Hartman. A nice silky touch there from the left elbow. And Emily has 4 points. 38-10 McDonald, extending the largest lead of the game. Up to 28 now. Minute 46 to play. Ball knocked away far side of the floor. Kadat, and it will remain Hornets basketball. Lily Spaeth will inbound. Riley Christensen-Richardson will step out of the game. Inbounds to Hager, high on the right. Works at high post. Right elbow jumper comes up short. That miss from Steinke, the senior. And Siegenthaler up top between the wheels. Just over 90 seconds to play here, first half on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Pass thrown away by McDonald. Hornets have to go through a couple pairs of hands before retrieving. Hager left corner. Crossing over. Drops down to the paint. Nobody there other than Tess Rozowski. Now Tess on the run. One-on-one. Right block. Tess will back it out beyond the arc. Flip to Aaron Siegenthaler with 1:05 to play. Misfelt left wing. Over to Kendall Heffler. Drops down to Emily Harmon. Working around the perimeter. The Lady Max. Aaron Siegenthaler right wing. Finds Tess Rozowski. Lauren Misfelt left wing. The senior back to fellow senior Tess Rozowski. High post speed. Emily Hartman. Aaron Siegenthaler right wing. Long pass across the floor on the skip to Lauren Misfelt. 40 seconds left. McDonald working their offense here as they lead by 28. Misfelt left side. Tess Rozowski. She'll pull up from 18 feet. Comes up short. Rebound knocked out of bounds and will go to the Hornets. With 30.6 seconds remaining. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Jumper no good for the Hornets, and McDonald will have the last possession of the first half if they so desire. Tess Rozowski, quick trigger on a three left wing, no. Rebound tracked down by Erin Siegenthaler. She'll skip back up to Tess. Tess down the lane. Euro high off the glass. Actually came up a little bit short. Rebound batted back to Emily Hartman. McDonald trying to beat the buzzer. Kendall Heffler high off the glass. Too strong on the long-range jumper from the left wing. But a strong first half for the Lady Max as they lead by 28 at the break. At halftime, our score, McDonald 38, Cadott 10. We'll take a quick break and be back with your halftime stats, analysis, and more. Also, a reminder that right now you can step into a world of pure imagination. McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School proudly present Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Join us again. It started January 30th, so last night, but through February 2nd for an unforgettable musical production by our talented students and dedicated Max Theater Arts Department. Evening shows start at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on February 2nd at 2 p.m. So again, you still have a couple more days to get out and see Willy Wonka at McDonald. Get your tickets now. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, and click the button to reserve your seats today. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the Wogo Sports live video stream on YouTube. Back in 3.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code Homestead on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. And our producer and board operator there is Zach. And on site, our camera operator and producer of the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, Sam Aberley. Impressions on the first half as McDonald leads 38-10. Again, they had even a few offensive droughts in there and still put up nearly 40 by halftime.
Yes, they're doing a good job there. I think we talked about turnovers. I think turning over the ball. As many times as they've done it tonight, just maybe not taking care of the ball. I don't know. It'd be nice to see them controlling that a little bit better. Now's the opportunity to work on your ball control, your ball movement on the offensive side of the board. Just to see, you know, how well they can do that. So, again, turnovers, I think, are maybe piling up a little bit for McDonald. Again, the shooting, we missed a couple bunnies. We missed several nice bunnies down there. We got to get better at that. But other than that, I think the girls are playing a really good job. You hold any team, no matter what, to 10 points in the first half. That's a pretty good defense.
As we look at the leading scorers here, as we say hello to everybody on the WOGO Sports live video stream, I think I got to step back a little bit here to get in the shot, but seeing seven players have scored already for the Lady Max, and we'll get to that in a moment. Three different players have scored for Cadott. 4 points for Taylor Hager. She scored those 4 points pretty early on in the first half and then was held scoreless for the rest of the half. 4 points for Casey Muldrum and two for Taryn Donahue. On the other side, for McDonald, 17 points in the first half for Claire Ruff by our unofficial tally, 7 for Ann Siegenthaler, 4 for Emily Hartman, 3 for Riley Christensen Richardson, 3 for Kendall Heffler, 2 apiece for Chloe Flanagan and Lauren Misfelt. And as always, hopefully what I got agrees with what
yes,
you got as we kind of
exactly
confer off the air here. So
exactly what I got.
And again, when you look at what Coach Williams has the opportunity to do here, again, they're up 28, and you want to make sure that you put your foot on the gas coming out of halftime here, but also an opportunity when you just played last night to rotate some more girls in, try to make sure everybody stays fresh. Of course, knock on wood, don't want to get any injuries tonight. And again, you want to finish this one off, but you want to make sure that you get a chance maybe to get everybody some playing time and maybe even to get some different rotations players out there, because you never know when there could be foul trouble or something in a game, and you might have different combinations of girls than normally you're used to.
And again, you know, coming off a Bloomer game was 75-70. That game last night was in the 70s also.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a very, very close game. Prescott played very well. They had a girl, and I don't know what her name was. She was
Violet Otto, probably.
Oh, my goodness. Did she shoot lights out from three-point range? And again, those three-pointers kept Prescott in the game. And they made it a very good, interesting game. And again, that's 70 points that, you know, teams are scoring. You know, these girls probably are a little tired and maybe need a weekend off, but this is a great game. Like you said, Coach Williams can maybe get some players in there and give some other girls a little bit of rest.
Well, we'll take another break and be back after this here on WOGO Sports. We'll give you your halftime highlights when we come back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Halftime here in Cadott. McDonald on the road, leading the Hornets 38-10. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Don't forget to subscribe to the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. WOGO Sports, our YouTube channel. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded. Here's your halftime highlights.
Nice job hitting threes last night.
Chloe Flanagan, she'll try a three of her own. Off the front of the rim from the left wing. Offensive rebound kick back out to Flanagan to Claire Ruff. She'll spot up a three. Right wing, drained it. Claire Ruff with the triple. 16-foot jumper rims in and out. Rebound to Hager. She's been everywhere for Cadott, but just has her pocket picked by Ann Siegenthaler. Down to Claire Ruff. Ruff backing her defender down up high off the glass with the left hand. Counted and one.
Nice shot by Claire. Nice feed.
And in to Donahue. Flips left side to Hager. Hager pulls up just outside the left block. Her runner too strong. Rebound batted out to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann to Claire Ruff running the floor. She's got 13.
She saw her the whole way.
Swings up top. Riley Christensen-Richardson into the corner. Back to Chloe Flanagan. High post feed Ann Siegenthaler. Wheels to Riley. Right wing. Skip pass. Chloe Flanagan drops it down. Lauren Misfeld. Good look at a three. Drained it.
Two. That was a two.
Long two.
Number two.
Riley Christensen-Richardson back to Tess in the left wing. Straddling the arc, finds Kendall Heflin in the left corner. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler finds Hartman. Hartman to Riley Christensen-Richardson in rhythm. 4-3, yes! Riley with the bomb from the right wing. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Well, if you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small-class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. The Lady Macs lead Cadott 38-10 here on the road. We'll be back in 1 minute with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back. Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. As always, our halftime tradition is Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we're going to shout-out our son, Glenn Maloney, and his wife, Linda, and our two granddaughters out there, Rosalie and Freya, out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Just booked tickets heading out there on March 13th for 10 days to go out there and see the kids out there. That'll be fun to do. Freya just turned 2 last week. Alex Maloney is down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik is at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Liedholm out at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Passenbovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser is also in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen is working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Just got promoted to Staff Sergeant, so congratulations, Carter. Jeff Link also got promoted to Staff Sergeant and is a Chi High grad, a 2019 Chi High grad, is at Aviano Air Force Base, Italy, getting to see the world. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is another one of my football players from over at Colfax, is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is a McDonald grad. He's getting ready to retire here in February, coming right, not till February 2026. He's in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad, is stationed at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Noah Christofferson is in the Army Specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad, getting ready to get commissioned into the Army. Marshall Montree Burgess, Matt Pulver, and Mason Gatel. So, again, a huge thank you to our military out there. They're always busy out there. So thank you to all of our military.
Stay safe. And, again, we're honored if any of you, our military members, can join us, whether it be the live audio stream at WOGO.com or now the live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube, and whatever we can do to try to give you a little piece of home. So we're so thankful for all you do to keep our home safe. As Kadat will start off the second half with Taryn Donahue driving in, getting fouled, and she will go to the line. She has 3 points all from the foul line. And 1 for 2 that trip. McDonald secures the rebound. First team foul the second half on the Lady Max. Kendall Heffler skip out to Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald original starting five out there. Claire Ruff, both Siegenthalers, Kendall Heffler and Chloe Flanagan. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kadat. 27-point lead for the Lady Max. They won 66-45 in the first matchup in Chippewa Falls back on December 17th. Claire Ruff left wing. Fires down to Kendall Heffler. Couldn't quite handle the pass. Gets it back. Chloe Flanagan finds Aaron Siegenthaler left wing. Aaron tried to sneak a bounce pass along the baseline. Kicked away. Jump ball called. Possession will stay with McDonald's. Chloe Flanagan, the hustle play, getting down on the floor.
Trying to drop off a nice little bounce pass to Kendall underneath the basket. Can't quite get it through there.
17-18 to go in the second half. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. She pulls up from 6 feet out. Couldn't quite get the shot to fall. Kendall Heffler offensive rebound for the Lady Max. Chloe Flanagan left wing outside the arc. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron to Claire Ruff right wing. High post feed and Siegenthaler. Attacking the basket. Kick out to Aaron. She'll line up a three. Looks good. Just rimmed out. Oh, robbed of that one. Aaron knocks the ball loose, though. Gets it back. Tries to slide a pocket bounce pass to Kendall Heffler. And another tie-up in possession will go to Kadat.
Yep.
You can see why Aaron is leading this team in assists, because she is just always looking to make that pass.
Yes, she is.
I think we've seen just her confidence grow and grow throughout the season. Played JV last year. And sister Ann played some varsity. Now Aaron showing just how valuable an asset she is to this program, as we have, I believe, a blocking foul called on McDonald. Their second infraction of the second half. Just the first foul, though, on Ann Siegenthaler. Donahue drops it down. Nice pass down low. Shot missed. Offensive rebound taken away from Kadot by McDonald and Claire Ruff. Right side feed Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan drops down to Ann Siegenthaler. Came to the left corner. Kendall Heffler back to Ann. Ann pulls up from 15. No offensive rebound. Kendall Heffler to Chloe Flanagan. Rotates right side. Claire Ruff. Tough shot from the right block. Won't go down. Kendall Heffler gobbles up another offensive rebound. Aaron Siegenthaler left wing up top to Chloe. High post feed. Almost taken away by Taylor Hager. Ann Siegenthaler retrieves but walked with the ball.
Great job by Kendall down there on the offensive boards.
Well, coming up, donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th. That's Monday and Tuesday from 4 till 9 each night. 25% of sales will be given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure to mention Halmstad Elementary or use code Halmstad when you order online at toppers.com. February 3rd and 4th, that's Monday and Tuesday at Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls. Taylor Hager, who averages over 16 points per game, euros to the basket. No, gets her own offensive rebound. Put back, no. And McDonald steams out of there with the rebound. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. And driving in hard, high off the glass with the right hand, comes up a little bit short. Donahue push ahead to Hager. Hager, left elbow extended. Backtracks beyond the arc. McDonald hasn't scored yet here in the second half. Bounce pass gets away from Kadot. Last touch by the Horns out of bounds. 15:25 to go here, second half. 38-11. McDonald hasn't scored yet in the second half. Kadot scored one.
Yep, they gotta put some points on here.
Aaron Siegenthaler high on the left, drops down into the corner. Kendall Heffler rotates it up top, gets it back. Beautiful pass down low. Kendall had her shot blocked on the way to the hoop, but a dart of a pass from Claire Ruff to Kendall.
Yes, again, she's wide open underneath there. Just got to finish that one.
Donald inbound with Aaron Siegenthaler, finds Chloe Flanagan high on the right. Claire Ruff, left wing. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, one dribble. Back to Aaron Siegenthaler in the left corner. Aaron slides to sister Ann. Ann beyond the arc, left corner, has it knocked away to coach Sally Williams. Out of bounds to McDonald with 14:57 to play. Inbounds back to Chloe Flanagan near midcourt. High post feed, Ann Siegenthaler turns, faces the basket, free throw line jumper, back rim, no. Rebound batted back into the arms of Ann Siegenthaler. She'll attack with the left hand, flip out Aaron Siegenthaler, cross court skip, Claire Ruff. Ruff driving baseline, pulls up from 14, rattles it in. First basket of the second half for McDonald. 19 unofficially for Claire Ruff. And McDonald has 40 on the board, leading by 29. Taylor Hager, right wing. Drops down into the post, driving in hard with the left hand, and a nice finish for Kadot.
Five.
And that was Kennedy Nerdrum, her first basket. Scrabble for the basketball underneath the hoop, and possession will go to Kadot. McDonald lost it. Emily Hartman and Riley Christensen-Richardson come in, and Siegenthaler and Chloe Flanagan to take a seat. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. You can stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Hager with an air ball three from the right corner. Had a good look. Wouldn't drop for Claire Ruff, right wing. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler rotates to Riley, left wing. Kendall Heffler, long cross-court skip, Claire Ruff. Deep three, right side, back rim, no. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds, going to Kadot. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, bodywork, tires, and beautiful detailing as Donahue misses a three from the left wing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. 13:29 to go here, second half. 40-13, the Lady Max pass tipped away and knocked out of bounds to McDonald. Casey Muldrum with the quick hands there in the passing lane.
Trying to find Kendall down there.
And Siegenthaler back in. Kendall Heffler going to take a breather. Aaron Siegenthaler to inbound. Floats up top. Clear rough. Right side to Riley. Working a left-handed dribble. Riley Christensen-Richardson to Aaron Siegenthaler, left wing. Into the left corner. Jabbing, and Siegenthal out to Riley. High post feed. Emily Hartman turns and scores. Nice bucket from the foul line. A smooth jumper for Emily Hartman. She has 6 points, 42-13, the Lady Macs. Whistle down low.
That's going to be going in.
On Ann Siegenthaler, I believe that's just her second, team's third. About doing a nice job getting the ball down deep into the paint, looking for Sophie Kowalczyk. Inbounds into the left corner, Donahue. Fights it down to Kowalczyk. She turns, faces the basket, misses from 6 feet. Rebound to Riley Christensen-Richardson of McDonald. Long feed ahead to Claire Ruff. Got behind the defense, got too far underneath the hoop, and hit the underside of the rim with her layup attempt. Got her own rebound and resets. Ruff pulling up just outside the paint. Comes up short. She took a hard seat on the ground. Gets back up. No whistle, and Kadak coming the other way with 12:36 to play. 42-13, the Lady Macs. Leading by 29. Pass up top to Ava Eiler. Steal by McDonald's Claire Ruff. Ruff, a one-on-two. She'll take it in hard and finish.
She was looking to maybe dish it, but didn't really have to.
21 points on the night for Claire Ruff. 44-13, McDonald. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. Beat at the high post to Kowalczyk, driving down the left side to the block. Fights it out to Taylor Hager. Hager at the left elbow. Her runner comes up short. Rebound to Siegenthaler. Caroms off her foot to Claire Ruff. Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Right side feed Riley Christensen-Richardson. Claire Ruff up top between the wheels. Under 12 to go. 44-13 McDonald. Emily Hartman out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Wide open look at a three. Just a little bit too strong. Fight for the rebound underneath the hoop. Knocked out of bounds to Kadats. Allow Tess Rozowski and Chloe Flanagan to come in. Claire Ruff and Ann Siegenthaler will take a breather. Lauren Buescher going to check in for McDonald as well. And Ann Siegenthaler joins Aaron, taking a break with 11:41 left. Donahue will be picked up at midcourt by Chloe Flanagan. Donahue puts on the floor with the right hand, crossing over up top. Leaves left side for Ava Eiler. Both teams have substituted pretty freely here tonight. The top is Brooklyn Herdlicka, 5'8" senior. Drive along the baseline, a block by Riley Christensen-Richardson.
A foul.
And she will be called for the foul as Lily Spaeth, 5'6" junior, at the line for Kadat.
Third foul.
And that's the fourth on McDonald. No whistles on Kadat here in the second half. First free throw for Spaeth is off the mark. Again, donation night coming up. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls this Monday and Tuesday from 4 till 9 each night. 25% of sales given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure to mention Halmstad Elementary or use code Halmstad when you order online this Monday and Tuesday at Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls. Second free throw is good. Makes it 44-14. And that, I believe, is the first point of the game for Lily Spaeth.
Yep.
11:06 to play here. 30-point lead for McDonald. Riley Christensen-Richardson to Tess Rozowski, left wing. Floats to Chloe Flanagan, the lefty for three. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Emily Hartman. Out to Tess Rozowski. Swings back to Riley. Feed into the post. Lauren Buescher goes up strong, too strong.
A little too strong.
With 10:47 to go. Lauren has a little grin for the bench after that one, too. Again, she was backing her defender down nicely, but just a little too much oomph on that shot. Spaeth driving baseline again, blocked by Tess Rozowski. Tess with the denial, and McDonald coming the other way with Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley crossing over, floats it up top between the wheels. Chloe Flanagan swings to Tess Rozowski, left wing. The senior finds Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley back to Chloe Flanagan at the foul line to Emily Hartman. She'll spot up for three. Far side of the rim, no. Rebound to Kadat. Donahue up top at the foul line. Floats to the left corner. Right side is Spaeth. Spaeth drops it down to the right corner. Hand off Donahue. The second leading scorer for Kadat so far this season. Donahue in the right corner. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Nice take to the basket. Switches hands in midair from the left to the right and finishes. Taryn Donahue, her first field goal. She has 5 points unofficially. 44-16 McDonald. Emily Hartman fights a bounce pass out to Riley Christensen Richardson. Riley's pass is knocked away into the McDonald bench. And Tess Rozowski from just to the left of the scorer's table will inbound. 9:37 to play here in this one. 44-16. McDonald in command here. Inbounds near the Hornets logo at midcourt. Chloe Flanagan leaves it right side. Emily Hartman. Hartman a couple dribbles. Bounce pass back to Tess Rozowski in that right wing. Up top, Riley tried to fight a bounce pass into the paint. Kicked by Kadats near the foul line. Ava Eiler was in the area of that one. And Tess Rozowski will inbound. 9:24 left, 44-16 McDonald. Tess goes up top to Riley Christensen Richardson. No hesitation for three. That one comes up short. And the Hornets coming the other way. Little stumble near midcourt. Eiler picks up her dribble. Back to Donahue. Donahue drives down the right side of the lane. Nice bounce pass down low. Counted and a foul. 44-18. And that is number 5, Kennedy Nerdrum. Apologize, the ponytail was covering the number and trying to make sure.
Emily picked up her third.
Team's 5th, so only one left to give for the rest of the half for McDonald. Nerdrum free throw, no. Rebound to Misfelt for McDonald. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron across the timeline. We are officially past the halfway point of the second half. Tess Rozowski to Chloe Flanagan near midcourt. Chloe a bounce to Lauren Misfelt, left wing, the senior, to Aaron Siegenthaler on the left. Inside Chloe Flanagan. A lot of ball handlers on the floor right now for Coach Williams of McDonald. And they've had a lot of different player combinations here as they've substituted very freely. Lauren Buescher. Out to Tess Rozowski, pulls up from the right elbow, no, rebound to Kadat. 8.5 to go here, 44-18 McDonald. Donahue driving down the left side of the lane and draws some contact from Lauren Buescher on the way to the hoop. And Donahue will go back to the line. She's been there pretty often here tonight.
Yes.
And she will shoot two. First free throw is good for Taryn Donahue. Her 4th made free throw tonight. Second attempt comes up short. Offensive rebound, high off the glass and scoring.
It'll be Nerdstrom.
As Nerdstrom again with the basket. She has 6. 44-21. McDonald's lead trimmed a little bit here, and an unforced error up top as Rozowski and Chloe Flanagan not quite on the same page. Chloe's going to take a seat as Claire Ruff back into the game with 8:07 left. It's been a little bit of tough sledding here offensively in the second half for McDonald. 10 minutes gone by, and they've scored just 6 points here in the second half. Claire Ruff will try to change that as she knocks another pass away. One-on-one against Hager. Euros to the lane. No offensive rebound. Claire Ruff had it for a moment, then lost it. And possession back to Kadat. 7:46 and counting. Donahue up top to Taylor Hager. Hager, her pass tipped away, and Tess Rozowski with the steal. Tess has her pass tipped and out of bounds. Staying with McDonald with 7:35 left.
Like I said, I'd like to see them handling the ball a little bit better than they are right now.
Tess Rozowski inbounds to Aaron Siegenthaler. Just over 7.5 minutes to play in a 44-21 ball game. Claire Ruff up top. Puts the ball on the floor with the right hand. Over to Tess right side. Finds Claire crossing over in the right corner. Driving in just outside the paint. Her shot from 10 feet rolls in and out. Donahue coming the other way. Crossover at the foul line. Gets by Claire Ruff. Drives hard to the hoop and scores. Taryn Donahue coming alive here offensively in the second half. 44-23. McDonald's lead trimmed down to 21 under 7 minutes to play. Lauren Misfeld up top. Claire Ruff. Rough high post feed, Tess Brzezowski. Tess doubled for a moment. Wheels it over to Lauren. The senior drops back to fellow senior Tess Brzezowski. Tess outside the arc right corner. Slides it back to Lauren Misfeld. The right block. Lost it out of bounds. Last touched, I believe, by Kadat. Nope. Out of bounds to the Hornets. Kendall Heffler comes in for the Lady Max. And also number 21, Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore. Donahue tied up by Bremnes on the way to the hoop, and possession arrow going to the Lady Max. With 6:31 to play. Bremnes saw some action in that Bloomer game as well on Tuesday evening. 6:20 and counting. Kendall Heffler has the ball poked away from her. Kadat in the corner, can't quite handle it, falling out of bounds. A chance for another turnover. But McKenna Steinke, the senior, stumbled a bit in the corner and gives the ball back to McDonald. Inbounds to Aaron Siegenthaler with 6:16. Left side, Lauren Misfeld. Up top, Tess Brzezowski. Aaron Siegenthaler slides the bounce pass to Kendall Heffler. Drops it down to Bremnes. Bremnes drives in hard with the right hand. No. Shot comes up a little bit too strong off the back rim. Pretty good look there for Kelsey, though.
Very good.
A good aggressive take. Donahue just outside the arc. Whoops. Floats it into the backcourt, and that'll be an over and back. In fact, it may go out of bounds first as Taylor Head rule. Let it carry him out. Aaron Siegenthaler out, Riley Christensen Richardson back in with 5:49 to play for the Lady Max, leading 44-23. 6 team fouls on the Lady Max. Kadat has not committed a foul in the second half. So bonus the rest of the way for the Hornets. Tess Brzezowski finds Kelsey Bremnes. She immediately attacks the hoop again. No. Rebound out to Donahue. Long push ahead to Hager. Hager down the left side of the lane. She's fouled by Kendall Heffler. And Kendall will make her earn them from the line with 5:37 to go.
So I'm in the bonus the rest of the way.
First free throw for Hager. It is good. 44-24. It's time. Time to call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wurzgalla.com. That's 839-0707 or Wurzgalla.com. Taylor Hager had not scored since early on in the game. Hits a pair of free throws there. She has 6 points, 44-25. McDonald's lead down to 19. At the high post, Kelsey Bremnes kicks left side. Riley Christensen Richardson for three comes up short. Saved by Bremnes, but back to Kadat. Now the Hornets on the run. Push ahead to Hager. Hager looked to have an easy layup. Puts it a little too high off the window. Riley Christensen Richardson across the timeline. High post feed, Kelsey Bremnes. One dribble. Back out. Kick into the left corner. Lauren Misfeld driving baseline and whistling a first foul of the second half on Kadat with 4:56 to play. Lauren Buescher will come into the game for McDonald. In fact, I think a timeout first, though.
Full timeout.
We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls.
proud to back the Macs.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald leading 44-25, but a turnover coming out of the timeout, and Cadott with Taryn Donahue right wing. At the foul line, Donahue lost it for a moment. Grabs it back just inside the foul line. Inside the three-point arc, rather, left side. Pass to Taylor Hager, out of bounds, last touch by McDonald. On the floor, Lauren Buescher. Jasmine Gerber out there, Kelsey Bremnes. Lauren Misfelt, and Riley Christensen-Richardson. A lot of youth on this McDonald team. Seeing some more of it here tonight as a foul line jumper too strong, and Jasmine Gerber pulls down the rebound, lost it on the way to the ground, and a held ball called.
Still
possession will stay with Cadott.
Kept fighting even though she was on the floor.
4:21 to play. Cadott to inbound. Donahue immediately drops it down along the baseline, a whistle and a foul on Kelsey Bremnes. And that should send Kennedy Nerdrum back to the line. She has 6 points, 5'10" junior. No, actually, no, not Nerdrum.
Number 20.
And that's McKenna Stanky. So she's looking for her first points. And the free throw a little bit too strong for the 5'11 senior. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Second free throw too strong, and Gerber that time goes up tall for the rebound. It's off to Lauren Misfelt. Riley Christensen-Richardson across the timeline. 4:10 to go. Lauren Misfelt left wing. Finds Gerber. Gerber lost it, and Cadott takes it away. Donahue into the right corner. Taylor Hager, wide open look at a three. Comes up short. Offensive rebound. Hits the underside of the rim, and Gerber with the rebound for McDonald. Jasmine Gerber, right block extended. Tough shot along the baseline. No offensive rebound. Kelsey Bremnes. And Bremnes goes up strong and earns a trip to the line with 3:47 left. Just the second whistle of the second half against Cadott. Hornets trail your McDonald Lady Macs 44-25. I think that was the fourth foul, though, against Kennedy Nerdrum.
Yep.
Only play with four here tonight. Was on the ground, excuse me. Pass knocked away from Lauren Buescher, and Donahue down the lane the other way. Too strong. Rebound to McDonald. Lauren Misfelt pulled down that board. Riley Christensen-Richardson fires a pass down low. A block on Kelsey Bremnes' attempted shot. Out to Taylor Hager. Hager to Donahue down the left side of the lane, and her layup is good. 44-27. Donahue's had a very strong second half. McDonald's actually been outscored 17-6 here in the second half, and they've substituted very freely throughout the game. Jasmine Gerber, right block, and has it knocked away from her. Back to Donahue of Cadott. Donahue across the logo. Left side, Taylor Hager. Hager, nice move, driving baseline. She's tripped up inadvertently, goes down hard, and will go to the line shooting a 1-1 here. Blocking foul called against McDonald with 2:56 to play. That whistle against Jasmine Gerber, her first. Team's ninth. Hager goes through her free throw routine. And the first one is good. She's their leading scorer, about 16 points per game. Taylor Hager with 7 points unofficially here tonight. 2:56 on the clock, 44-28. Second free throw is good as well for Hager. 44-29 as Cadott creeping a little bit closer. Riley Christensen-Richardson across the timeline to Kelsey Bremnes. Finds Jasmine Gerber. Gerber pulls up in the lane and scores. And so Gerber with the basket for McDonald. They're first in a bit here. And they've been outscored 19-8 here in the second half. Pass down low to Nerdrum and blocked by Jasmine Gerber. Lady Max coming the other way, leading by 17. Tess Rozowski up top. Tess fights it to Gerber at the foul line, taken away by Hager. Hager across the logo. With a head of steam down the left side of the lane, comes up short. Good defense there by Rozowski. Rebound out to Riley Christensen-Richardson. She wants to run with 2:06 to play. Tess Rozowski up top. Left side, Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes working hard along the baseline, blocking foul call with a minute 58 left. We didn't have a JV game here before this one, again. With some rescheduling and things like that because of weather earlier. And so good to see, again, a lot of the players that might see most of their action on the JV side getting some action here and making an impact in Kelsey Bremnes and Jasmine Gerber, especially Riley Christensen-Richardson. 4-3 splashes it home from the left wing. Riley, her second bomb from downtown, 49-29, back to a 20-point lead for the Lady Max. Minute 37 to go. Right side, Taylor Hager outside the arc. Feeds it to Donahue opposite side. Donahue drives down left block extended, feed into the paint. Jumper kicks off the back of the rim, rebound to Riley with a minute 20 left. Riley Christensen-Richardson across the timeline, shoots a bullet pass down low, up and in for two. Kelsey Bremnes off the dime from Riley Christensen-Richardson. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in half a minute. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome you back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Also, you can watch live our WOGO Sports broadcast via the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe there, WOGO Sports on YouTube, live streaming on our WOGO Radio Facebook page as well. Minute 13 to play, 51-29. McDonald with a commanding lead here at Cadott. Pass into the paint, stolen by quick hands from Lauren Misfeld, the Lady Max senior. With a minute to play, Tess Rozowski, fellow senior, crosses the timeline to Kelsey Bremnes. Finds Lauren Misfeld up top, Tess. Between the circles, Kelsey Bremnes left wing outside the arc. Back to Tess Rozowski. Down playing ball control here. Jasmine Gerber just inside the right elbow finds Kelsey Bremnes. Oh. And Bremnes attacks the hoop and scores again.
Nice pass.
Gerber and Bremnes with 6 points combined between them and 53-29. The lead for McDonald. Cadott looking into the paint too tall. On the look down there for Sophie Kowalczyk. 28.5 seconds on the clock. Tess Rozowski walks it into the forecourt. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes finds Jasmine Gerber. Gerber along the baseline is bumped and fouled by Kowalczyk with 19.2 seconds left. Just the fourth foul of the second half for Cadott as they've played a pretty clean second half. Scatter across the foul line on the inbounds here. Up top, Lauren Misfeld. Misfeld bounce right side to Tess Rozowski. Rozowski to Jasmine Gerber at the right elbow. She'll pull up from 15 and hit. Jasmine Gerber adding to the highlights here.
Take advantage of the time on the floor.
55-29 as the clock hits triple zeros. That'll be your final score. McDonald sweeps the season series against Cadott, getting the win on the road here. They are 3-0 this week, and that is the 10th victory of the season for your Lady Max. Cadott falls to 8-10 on the season, 3-7 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. McDonald keeping pace with the front runners. Fall Creek and Regis, of course, squaring off tonight. Those are the only two teams ahead of McDonald in conference play. The Lady Max now 10-8 on the season and 7-2 in the WCC. Once again, your final score, McDonald 55, Cadott 29. We had you now to the Post Glass postgame show. Hope you'll stay with us. It's brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk live with head coach Sally Williams. Will regale you with the second half stats, highlights, and analysis as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. McDonald wins it on the road 55-29, back in three on WOGO Sports.
It's Donation Night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation Night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code HOMESTEAD on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's an education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll be joined shortly by head coach Sally Williams as well. And again, second half felt a little different than the first half in this one, but McDonald, again, a runaway win, 55-29. They sweep the season series against Cadott, and this was a game where they got a lot of players into the action, and we talked about this at the half, a lot of different player combinations and things like that, too. It wasn't like you had your starting five playing their full complement of minutes. Again, it was a game where you jumped out to a 28-point lead at the half and then maybe played with those lineups a little bit in the second.
Yes, I agree. And, again, you know, great for these kids to get some playing time out there. Again, they need to, you know, that's their learning curve, right? So they got to, you know, learn how to take care of that basketball, clean up the turnovers. You know, if you get that chance out there, you're going to do whatever you can. So, they just need to keep on doing what they're doing. And then I'm looking at something here from Mr. Ruff.
58-53, Fall Creek is leading Regis, which, again, is what we want in terms of conference standings. If Fall Creek is able to even things up, because Regis went to Fall Creek and won that game. And so, again, the potential for McDonald to move back into a tie for first place in the conference, you need Regis to fall to Fall Creek, and then you need to beat Fall Creek in the rematch.
Yes,
And you've got the potential to have a three-way tie for first, again, if everybody takes care of business. So certainly a very intriguing game there, too. So yeah. A little bit closer than the one we had here.
Yes, and again, the girls coming off are two really, really tough games against Bloomer and Prescott. Just a great opportunity to get some of these younger girls that don't get as much court time out there to have a great opportunity to get out there and show what they can do. They put their time in, like all the coaches say. You know, they're putting their time in during practice. It's a great opportunity for them to get out there and see what they can do on the floor.
Unofficially, five different players scoring for Cadott and nine different players in the scoring column for the Lady Macs here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We've got highlights for you from the second half, and we'll talk when we can with head coach Sally Williams, as well as her team moves to 10-8 on the season and 7-2 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. For the Cadott Hornets, they were led in scoring by Taryn Donahue, who scored eight of her team-high 10 points in the second half. Taylor Hager had 4 points in each half with eight, and that is what she finished with, half of what she averages, about 16 per game. Kennedy Nerdrum had 6 points, four for Casey Muldrum, and one for Lily Spaeth. On the other side, for the McDonald Lady Macs, 21 points for Claire Ruff to lead the way. She had 17 of those in the first half. Just an incredible 7-point first half for Ann Siegenthaler. She finishes with seven. Six apiece for Emily Hartman and Riley Christensen Richardson. Four apiece for Kelsey Bremnes and Jasmine Gerber, all in the second half. Three for Kendall Heffler, two for Chloe Flanagan, and two for Lauren Misfeld is what I had. Hopefully that agrees with what you had as well, too.
Yeah.
So always good to double-check the stats there. We'll take a two-minute break and be back after this. We'll see if we can still catch up with head coach Sally Williams, if she can find us up here in the wrestling room. And we'll get those second-half highlights as well. As McDonald wins at 55-29 here on the road at Cadott. We're back in two on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. Head coach Sally Williams coming to join us here, and then we'll get you the halftime highlights, or the second half highlights here, as we welcome coach again to the Post Glass Post Game Show. And we'll get things switched around here so we can actually see Coach on the live video stream as well. Pardon my technological fumblings here. There we go. There we've got Head Coach Sally Williams joining us here. And, Coach, obviously a game here we were talking about this moments ago where playing three games this week and up by a lot at halftime, you were able to kind of, I don't know if you'd say experiment, but get a lot of different player combinations out there and didn't have a JV game, and so got some of those JV players in as well, and they contributed.
Yeah, definitely. Well, actually, they did play. They played at Stanley Boyd.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So they just played extra.
So that's why they were coming in late. But, yeah, getting in, I thought our first half was really good. I mean, keeping our intensity up and finding the holes, and our offense was looking good. Obviously, being up, we got our different combinations in. However, early I felt like we kind of let up a little bit. And intensity-wise, I wanted us to stay up on that. But, I mean, like you said, three games, the legs are starting to hit us. And three big games. I mean, we played a lot of minutes this week. And so we come out, a win's a win at this point. So.
And a 3-0 week, and I believe that's, again, the first time that's happened this season, too, playing such a tough schedule. And so when you go unbeaten in a week, considering the conference you play in, you have to be pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming into the week, I mean, we were taking it one day at a time, and we needed to. And getting the big win on Tuesday just helped us momentum-wise for Thursday. And then just coming off yesterday, just coming into today and just, like, trying to save as much as our legs or have as much as our legs for this game as we could. And so, like you said, in late January, anytime you can come away 3-0, that's amazing.
Coach, what?
And last night, I was at that game last night up at McDonald's. That was not an easy game.
No.
That was a very, very good game. I compared it to the Bloomer game where it was going back and forth, and then the young lady there.
Violet Otto for Prescott. I mean, I think
all
that's
the
a teammate
pointers,
of Ellen Cooper for AAU.
And she just was lighting it up, but gave you guys some fits.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and give her credit where it's due. She's a phenomenal player, and we knew that coming in, and she was able to still drop 30 on our game plan when we're locking in on her and just give their team credit. They have a nice team there, and I wish them all the best, too. And just we were very fortunate to come out on top.
Won a couple Division III teams, too. Again, one in your conference, one non-conference, but two wins against Division III, 3-0 on the week, 2-0 in conference play. And pending what happens in that Fall Creek Regis game that we were kind of keeping an eye on as well, too, there could still be a lot of those goals still in front of you guys as the season kind of gets in that stretch run, Coach. And so, again, what more can you ask for with a young team saying, hey, all of these goals are still in front of us, girls, and we've got a chance to play our best basketball when it really counts.
Absolutely, and that's what counts is, right? We're building on for the season to now going into February. Is that where it's all our hard work is going to pay off, and just coming in now with some momentum. And like you said, right now we're controlling what we can control, and we hope the other things that fall into place for us. But we're going to focus on us and just keep getting better and bringing our getting set for the playoffs with our best team and best momentum coming in.
Coach, we always appreciate your time. We've got a little layoff before we'll see you again, but looking forward to seeing more Lady Macs basketball continuing to trend upward.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Head Coach Sally Williams. Always appreciate her time here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take one final one-minute break. Be back with your second half highlights here on WOGO Sports, then wrap things up from Cadott. Back in a minute.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here on WOGO Sports. Let's take a listen to how the second half sounded as McDonald defeats Cadott on the road 55-29. Your second half highlights on WOGO Sports. On that shot, Spaeth driving baseline again, blocked by Tess Rozowski. Tess with the denial, and McDonald coming the other way with Riley Christensen Richardson with the basket for McDonald. They're first in a bit here. And they've been outscored 19-8 here in the second half. Pass down low to Nerdrum and blocked by Jasmine Gerber. Lady Max coming the other way. The players that might see most of their action on the JV side getting some action here and making an impact in Kelsey Bremnes and Jasmine Gerber, especially Riley Christensen Richardson. 4-3 splashes it home from the left wing. Riley, her second bomb from downtown. Donahue drives down, left block extended, feed into the paint. Jumper kicks off the back of the rim, rebound to Riley with a minute 20 left. Riley Christensen-Richardson across the timeline, shoots a bullet pass down low, up and in for two. Kelsey Bremnes off the dime from Riley Christensen-Richardson. Timeout on the floor. Up top, Lauren Misfeld. Misfeld bounce right side to Tess Rozowski. Rozowski to Jasmine Gerber at the right elbow. She'll pull up from 15 and hit. Jasmine Gerber adding to the highlights here. That's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports as we tie things up with a nice ribbon on top here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And again, WOGO Sports live video stream. If you're listening to this on the radio and want to watch the replay, you can check that out, WOGO Sports on YouTube. 3-0 week, as Coach just mentioned. The legs kind of get to you, and maybe we saw that a little bit tonight, too, where it's like, you're just tired. You're just tired. And again, they've played hard, two hard games against Prescott and Bloomer. And then, again, a Cadott team with some good athletes out there that's going to try and make McDonald get out and run. And again, McDonald took care of business in the first half and maybe leaned on that a little in the second half as well, too. But they had a nice surge as well at the end of that second half to kind of pull away again.
Yeah, you know, you look at that difference between the first half, second half. You know, those girls that were out there in the first half played a pretty good offensive basketball game and put up the points there. And, again, defensively held Cadott to 10 points in the first half.
Yeah.
So, again, that's a hats off to them. And, you know, they still had a little bit of gas in the tank there to get through this one, and then coach had the opportunity to give some other girls some playing time. So hats off to these girls, and like I said, hopefully they go home and rest up over the weekend.
They earned their weekend. They earned their weekend. And the thing is, I know a lot of these staff and players for McDonald are going to be at the Y tomorrow for Little Dribblers. And then Big Dribblers, Miss Ruff, is going to be joining me and Nate Bogus as well as we coach our team. I know we've got the late game at least, but again, great community involvement as well from this McDonald program. And I always appreciate what they do, being involved there with Little Dribblers of the Y and helping the next generation of young Max and cards coming up. Looking ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, full week next week, two games to really draw your attention to a hot CFM Sabres girls hockey team back in action, 6:40 p.m. on Monday evening. Greg Stewart, Connie Feedy with the call. And the Sabres, I believe, have moved into first place in the Big Rivers Conference with that big 2-1 win last night over the ECA Stars. Again, you can can check that out, WOGO Sports on YouTube if you want to watch the replay of that one. And then a huge game that I'm very excited that we have the rematch of, McDonald Boys on Tuesday against Bloomer. And Bloomer stopped the seven-game winning streak for Adam Schilling's Max Boys. And so, again, McDonald, we don't have to dwell on it, but they did not shoot the way they are accustomed to shooting that game at Bloomer, and still had a chance at the end to possibly tie it, send it into overtime, et cetera, and lost that game by a single possession. And so we'll see how things happen when Bloomer comes to McDonald's turf. Again, a very talented Blackhawks team, but the McDonald boys are trending in a good direction as well, so looking forward to that one on Tuesday.
Yes, yes, and I'm going to be joining you a little bit late for that one. Probably won't get there till halftime. I got to do my double duty of reffing there. But I'm looking forward to that one, too. Like I said, I got to listen to that game on the radio last Saturday, right, wasn't it? Or two Saturdays ago.
Something like that.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
So it was that's a great game. And, again, our guys back home, we seem to shoot the ball a little bit better on our floor. So we'll see if we can't give them guys a battle and pull one out.
WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll step out now and send you back to our regularly scheduled programming. Once again, your final score from Kadot, the McDonald Lady Max 55, the Kadot Hornets 29. This has been a McDonald Lady Max basketball presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Kadot.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce & Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halle and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.